Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting second. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lyle Mouton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jorge Fabregas. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Chris Snopek. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Danny Darwin. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting second. The center fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting third. The left fielder, Will Cordero. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting eighth. The second baseman, John Valentin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Scott Hatteberg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jeff Suppan. And now, play ball. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Suppan covering, for the out. One out. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Durham. The throw from Hatteberg and he is safe. Durham steals second. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Garcia-Para hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cordero hits a fly ball into right field. Mouton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Cordero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Suppan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Suppan fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Suppan. Mouton moves to third. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fabregas hits a fly ball into left field. Cordero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Snopek hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to second. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Nehring hits a line drive into right field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2-2. O'Leary hits a line drive into right field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Valentin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Guillen takes first base on ball 4. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Martinez is 0-1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Cordero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Durham is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Durham hits a pop-up towards short. Garcia Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thomas is 0-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Garcia Parra fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Hatteberg, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hatteberg hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Garcia Parra is 0-1 in the game. Garcia Parra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darren Bragg, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bragg is 0-1 in the game. Bragg hits a fly ball into right field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bell is 0-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bragg. Bell reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Baines is 0-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lyle Mudin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mudin is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Mudin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bell moves to third. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fabregas is 0-1 in the game. Fabregas hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Snopek is 0-1 in the game. Snopek hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cordero is 0-1 in the game. Cordero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vaughn is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Jefferson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Jefferson strikes out. Two outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Nehring is 0-1 in the game. Nehring takes first base on ball 4. Vaughn moves to second. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1-2. O'Leary is 0-1 in the game. O'Leary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Guillen is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Martinez is 0-2 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Durham is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Suppan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Valentin is 0-1 in the game. Valentin hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hatteberg is 0-1 in the game. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatteberg for the out. Two outs. Nomar Garcia Parra batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Garcia Parra is 0-2 in the game. Garcia Parra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas is 0-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bell is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Baines is 0-2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mouton is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Mouton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Baines moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fabregas is 0-2 in the game. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Suppan covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bragg is 0-2 in the game. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cordero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cordero strikes out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Corsi now pitching. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snopek is 0-for-2 in the game. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jefferson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Nehring is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nehring hits a line drive into right field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2-2. O'Leary is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Leary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Durham strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin strikes out. One out. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hatteberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Garcia Parra is 0-for-3 in the game. Garcia Parra hits a line drive into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Kerry Lacy now pitching. Lyle Mudin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mudin is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. he's got one RBI. Mudin strikes out. One out. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Fabregas is 0 for 3 in the game. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Snopek is 0 for 3 in the game. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez now playing right field. Darren Lewis now playing center field. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bragg is 0 for 3 in the game. Bragg strikes out. One out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cordero is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cordero hits a line drive towards the mound. Hernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jefferson takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Fry pinch runs for Reggie Jefferson. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Nehring is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Nehring hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fry moves to third. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Nehring moves to second. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Leary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Heathcliff Slocum now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. Martinez moves to second. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Thomas is walked intentionally. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatteberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatteberg bunts towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. Valentin moves to second. One out. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garcia Parra is 0 for 4 in the game. Garcia Parra strikes out. Two outs. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bragg is 0-for-4 in the game. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Waston now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Baines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Cameron pinch runs for Harold Baines. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lewis bunts towards the mound. Waston fields it and throws to first for the out. Cameron moves to second. One out. Jorge Fabregas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Fabregas is 0-for-4 in the game. Fabregas hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snopek is 0-for-4 in the game. Snopek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn fields the ball and throws to Waston covering. Safe. Snopek moves to second. Rich Garces now pitching. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Martinez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martinez hits a line drive into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Snopek moves to third. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Guillen. The throw from Hatteberg and he is safe. Guillen steals second. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Durham is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Snopek scores. Guillen scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck McElroy now pitching. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cordero is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cordero hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Lewis. Cordero reaches second base with a double. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cordero moves to third. One out. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Fry hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cordero tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Nehring is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nehring hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Simas now pitching. Mike Stanley pinch hits for Troy O'Leary. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Nehring moves to second. Rudy Pemberton pinch runs for Mike Stanley. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Valentin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.